Hello and welcome to the Sounding Out the Word podcast, the ministry of Anchor Baptist Church in Salt Lake City, Utah, where our mission is to spread the gospel, disciple the nations, and help people find hope here at Anchor Baptist Church. My name is Tyler, and joining me in studio today is Pastor Jason Atwood, pastor here at Anchor Baptist Church. How are you doing this morning, Pastor?
I'm doing great. It's good to be here this morning. Looking forward to the topic that we have this morning that we're talking about.
Yeah, so today's topic is going to be soul winning, and it's one that I'm really excited about as well. Why don't we start a little bit and explain to our listeners what soul winning is, Pastor?
That's interesting. You know, I'm looking at my notes here that we have on our computer for the show notes, and when you type in soul winning, it doesn't register as a correctly spelled word. And it's interesting. Soul winning is not really a term that the world knows. They're thinking, what is soul winning? You know, where are you winning them from? Is there a game? Is somebody losing? But soul winning is definitely a biblical word. When you look at soul winning in the Bible, it's all throughout the Bible. Sometimes even we think it's only in the New Testament, but it's actually in the Old Testament as well. And we see it all throughout the Bible, how that God desires souls to be won to Him.
Yeah, and I think it's important too to be precise with our terms. We're not laying any claim to be extra special. We're not saving the souls. Like, that's the job of Christ and the Holy Spirit, to convict and to bring people to faith. But we're certainly going out there, sure, in the name of Jesus and trying to bring people to that saving faith so that they can get to know the Lord and have eternal salvation, the free gift of God, certainly.
Well, I think it also comes when Jesus said in the New Testament, He said, "I come to seek and to save that which was lost." Right. And so that's where we get the thrust of our message, and certainly that's the great commission that He left us with when He left this earth, and He gave His church that commission there to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
So yeah, so when we think about what soul winning is, at Anchor Baptist Church, we practice door knocking, and that's the act of going door to door and, you know, just sharing with everyone we meet. You know, who is Jesus Christ? What is salvation? Why do you need salvation? Because a lot of people in this day and age especially don't really know what's on the other side of eternity. And if they never hear it, they won't get the chance to come to that saving faith.
You know, there's a lot of methods of soul winning. Door-to-door is one practice that we follow, and we take it from Acts 2:46, where they went from house to house preaching the gospel. But certainly soul winning can be done at the altar at church. Soul winning can be done on a bus route. Soul winning can be done at your break room table at work. It's the act of winning a soul to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the door knocking, the going door to door, is just one of the ways that we can be active as a church and be proactive in what God is telling us to do. And it's actually a confrontational, we call it sometimes, type of soul winning. Not that we are being confrontational, but we're actually going forth and presenting people with what the Bible says to where they then have a choice. And that's all throughout the Bible. You know, there's a method today, and it's been around for several decades now, a lifestyle evangelism. You know, that I'll just live my Christian life, I'll be a good person, I'll be sweet and nice to people, and eventually perhaps someone will ask me, "Hey, why are you so nice? Hey, you know, what has happened in your life that has made you such a wonderful person?" I don't know about you, but I've been saved ever since I was a child, and that's never happened to me.
I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I certainly try to do my best to live out that Christian lifestyle. And yeah, I can tell you to date, not a single person in my life has said, "Hey, Tyler, what makes you so happy in the morning?" It certainly adds a pleasant atmosphere, I think. But
you can't dismiss lifestyle, because if you aren't living the Christian life, it destroys everything you try to say. And there's certainly been many examples of that taking place. You know, people go into the workplace and they try to tell someone about the Lord, and their coworker says, "What, you? The way you live, the way you talk?" So your lifestyle can destroy your testimony, that's for sure. But all throughout the Bible, we see in the Gospels early on, they were going to individuals, they were going to people, and basically saying, "What think ye of Christ? What are you going to do with the Christ of the Bible?"
All right, so we kind of have an idea now of what soul winning is. We're going, we're sharing the word, we're trying to live a good lifestyle to have that testimony, but really, if we want to be out there and confronting people with the truth of the gospel. Maybe the next question someone might ask to themselves is, why do it? And you made a reference earlier, Jesus certainly commands it. And I think that, you know, as saved Christians who believe that Jesus is our Lord, he's the creator of all things. I certainly don't want to disobey the creator of all things. If he says, go do something, I'm certainly going to do it. But as a human being, you know, to other human beings, I think that there's a real deep worry, a deep grievance in my heart for the human beings on the other side of the door who don't know Jesus as their savior. I certainly, and this will come up many times as we do this podcast, but I've been saved for just under 2 years now. And I think about who I was, the person who I was 2 years ago. I was an unrepentant sinner. I was atheistic in my belief, yet I had a certain disdain for God. So you kind of play out the cognitive dissonance there. And after getting saved, I can look back and think, wow, I was on a path straight to hell. And simply put, that's where a lot of people are today.
And as was I on a path straight to hell, even as a 9-year-old child who had been raised in a Christian home, been in church ever since I was born, the path to hell is the same for everybody, and lost is lost. And that's our desire to share a message of hope and salvation through Jesus Christ when we talk to people. And, you know, soul winning isn't a switch that we should turn off and turn back on, whether it's on Saturday or whatever it is. And I think so many times people, you know, they don't know about soul winning and they wonder what it is that we're doing, because sadly, so many Christians don't go door to door and so many churches don't. Frankly, when we're out soul winning, people believe that we're either Jehovah's Witness or from the Mormon church. And I've had many, many people tell me as I've gone soul winning throughout the years, oh, thank you for what you're doing. It's such a blessing. And they're genuine in saying that, and they're even believers. But they don't practice it in their church, and they don't practice it in their own life. And sadly, it comes down to an issue of disobedience about what God said to do.
And coming from someone who's a shy introvert himself, I heard about the commandment after I got saved to go out and soul win, and certainly I felt burdened to do so. There's a definite, very real desire to go out and help people come to Christ, but we all struggle with the flesh and with our desire to be comfortable, and confronting people with the truth can be uncomfortable. And I got to say, one of the best ways to get me out of that shell was to come to a church that was practicing it as a group, who had mechanisms to help teach how to share the gospel, how to set up structured soul-winning time. Certainly, we never want to turn off the soul-winning dial. We want to be on all the time. But it's a great first step to get involved with a group of Christians who want to go and save souls and who will teach you how to do it, who will teach you how to share the gospel. So that's been a major blessing.
Everything's easier in a group setting when you go like that. And that's what we want to do here at Anchor Baptist Church. And also, if you go to a Bible-believing church where you are, we want to encourage you. And Pastor, if you're listening, encourage you to get your church together and go as a group and evangelize your Jerusalem, your area, your local area where God has called you to.
Yeah, and really, we continue on this topic of why soul win. So certainly there's the commandment from Jesus to go and do so. Certainly there's the care for the souls of other people. And then there's the blessings. And you know, I think that anyone who practices, any church that practices soul winning faithfully, can attest to the fact that God will bless. We even heard it in our missions report the other week, where Brother Dan was telling us that, you know, we have missionaries out there soul winning, and then they're getting congregants from other places in the area where they're not soul winning, and it almost as a way of God saying, you just do the work, I'll bring you the people.
Oh, absolutely. That God does that all the time. You know, Proverbs 11:30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. And you talk about the fruit that comes from it. The Bible says the fruit of the righteous, and if you read it in context there, that righteous person is the one who's winning souls. So the Bible says the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And how many fruitful trees are out there today because someone was faithful to obey God in this area of winning souls to Him? And it's a wonderful thing when you see God do that and that take place in people's lives, in the life of a church, where God blesses. And sometimes we don't see the blessing. Sometimes we don't get to see the fruit, but we trust God. And the part that we play is the part of obedience. God sends forth the fruit, and salvation is of the Lord.
And to every Christian who's listening, everyone who has come to a saving faith in Jesus here, at some point you heard the gospel preached, whether someone came to your door, whether you went to a church, whether a coworker or a friend shared the gospel with you. And so, in a sense,
everyone has been won to Christ by a soul winner, whether it was a faithful preacher, like you said, whether it's a coworker. Preaching means sounding out the word, and exactly what we're trying to do today. And preaching is lifting up your voice and heralding what God said. And so, whether it was a written tract, whether it was a voice, whether it was a preacher, whatever it is, everybody's a soul won by a soul winner. What are some tips that you could give for the soul winner? Let's talk about that a little bit and just some practical, just nuts and bolts of what to do. What's a good time of day to go?
Yeah, so when you're thinking about going out soul winning, you definitely want to find a time when you're going to have the opportunity to reach out to a lot of people. And so we've recently switched over to Saturday, kind of mid-morning, kind of towards noontime. And I think what you'll find, what we've started to see is that there are a lot of people at home. A lot of people who, you know, if you're home on a Saturday, what else are you really doing? And so you actually have an opportunity to find more curious ears.
I know sometimes Saturday isn't the best time. You know, people are busy doing things if they're going on a trip. There's been lots of times where we catch people, you know, pulling out of the driveway. But sometimes Saturday works best for the church people because they're off work. They have a little bit of time. Evening times are really good during the week, if you can catch people then because they're home from work. But, you know, it really depends sometimes on the neighborhood where you go to. If it's a working class neighborhood where everybody's out during the day, sometimes when you catch them at home in the evening, they're just trying to settle down for the evening, get a bite to eat, and get ready for bed and go do it again the next day. So you can't figure out all the details and work everything out perfectly where it's all going to just take place and just how you plan it.
Yeah, it's dynamic. It's going to take some practice. But yeah, I mean, doing that work, doing some legwork, figuring out what times work best for your area is a good place to start. I'd also say another tip is get really familiar, memorize the verses that you would use to bring someone to Christ. And I think I've heard it called the Romans Road, sure. Romans 3, Romans 8, where you can show people from the Word of God exactly why they need a Savior and bring them to Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you want to be familiar with the Scriptures. You know, we have the Scriptures written on our tract, but I don't like to, if I have the opportunity to witness to someone and take them through the plan of salvation, I oftentimes don't even like to use the tract. I like to have my Bible with me, my New Testament, and that shows them where the Scriptures are coming from. And I even like to point it out sometimes that, hey, anybody could print something on a piece of paper, but this is God's Word. And because that's what I want them to place their faith in, not a tract from a church or a denomination, but place their faith in the Word of God, because that's where salvation, the Bible says we're born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So that's what we want to point them to.
One final tip that I would share is to go with a partner. There's something really empowering about having someone to share the spiritual burden with you, to share the excitement, to share the blessing, to talk with in between doors. Some of my favorite fellowshipping has been walking in between houses with the partner we're soul winning with.
And Jesus sent the disciples out two by two, so we have the biblical example of that. There's the issue of accountability. You know, what is said and done at the door, that you do have to be careful, sadly, in this day and age in which we live. But yeah, and it gives you a little bit of courage too, you know, when you have somebody with you that can share, like you said, the burden and the load and the responsibility of that great conversation that you're having with someone else.
So if you're looking for a soul-winning church to be a part of, or you just want to come and check out Anchor Baptist Church, you can find us online at anchorbaptistslc.org.
We're glad to have you listening this morning. You've been listening to Sounding Out the Word podcast. I'm Pastor Jason Atwood. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, we'd love to hear that you're listening. We've had many downloads on our podcast just since we launched the first two. And you can reach us at SOTW, sounding out the word, SOTW at anchorbaptistslc.org. That's our email address, and we'd love to hear from you and be an encouragement with you as well. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.